there somewhere better for me? Can I do better? Does anybody want me? Do you want me? Okay, that's all a bit much, though we've all had days filled with these kinds of questions. It's not uncommon to feel a little dissatisfied or restless now and then, and wonder what other kinds of opportunities or situations might be out there. Now, do that in a highly public way, even making headlines. Lots of people speculating about your speculation and what you might be looking for and why and how and where you might land or what kind of deal you might get. And add to that, quite probably, you're not even old enough to buy yourself a drink in celebration should something big present itself. If you had a tool that could help whisk you away to some new and exciting place, new opportunities, a change of scenery, full of promise and adventure, more or less overnight, it would feel like some sort of magic. But beware, there would also be hazard and doubt, and at almost every turn, not what you think. A document that changed the world, the transfer portal, a database system, developed and deployed by the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association. 2018. I'm Joe Janes of the University of Washington Information School, and I want to extend special thanks to Mary Lou Michelina of our university's Athletic Compliance Office for so generously offering her time and expertise for this episode, which is largely a story of misconceptions, mine and maybe yours too. Among the ones I had about this thing was the name. I felt certain there would be some clunky official name, maybe with an unhelpful in-house acronym, because that's so often the case, but nope. The NCAA actually calls this the Transfer Portal, which to me immediately conjures up something like the Star Trek transporter, right? Or maybe the Stargate or the TARDIS, got to be a wormhole involved in there somewhere. The reality is more prosaic. Here's how it goes down. A college athlete who wants to test the waters for whatever reason makes a request through their institution to enter the portal.
Portal, portal, portal.
Different sports have different windows of a few weeks during which the portal is open for students to make themselves available. The NCAA requires them to work through an educational module about the rules and process first, and then the school has 2 business days to submit their information. That entry, formally called a permission to contact, includes the student's name, phone and email contact information, a few additional details, are they a graduate student, their sports, plus a comment field, and that's about it. Pretty bare-bones stuff. Once the compliance office pushes the confirmation button, bang, it becomes visible and available to the wider NCAA athletic world. And notifications go to the student and their current coach, who doesn't necessarily have to be involved or consulted in advance. It's not hard to imagine some pretty awkward moments if that hasn't happened. Now comes the moment of excitement and potential. And also potential peril. Once a student enters the portal, their current institutions can, though this varies by school and coach, immediately pull their scholarship and/or cut them from the team. Then the waiting begins. I had also originally, mistakenly, thought that the portal was akin to other familiar online tools like dating or job search sites. And while there are some superficial similarities, coaches can click a little star for students they have an eye on, it doesn't have common features we associate with those. Students can't see who has looked at their profile. And if a new coach sees a potential prospect in the portal, they, the coach, has to reach out by email or phone rather than communicating within the system itself by like a direct message. Indeed, students have no access to the system at all. I think a somewhat more apt comparison is considerably simpler. An old school physical bulletin board where you stick up your index card with a thumbtack and hope somebody sees it and gets interested. What it really is a database, an information system where data is entered, stored, organized, and made available to be searched. It can also produce reports, like a list of the students in a given sport in a given conference who are in the portal. Every student's entry is marked with a status, like active or withdrawn if they change their mind. Once they get accepted somewhere, the new school changes that status to matriculated, and that is the proverbial that. There's also a second supplementary record that shows the student's athletic and academic history for future determination of eligibility. The portal project design was led by Susan Peel, the NCAA's Director of Governance and Policy, based on her experience with an earlier 2011 system for high school students to change their minds and withdraw a letter of intent commitment to a college. Prior to the development of the portal, the processes around student transfers were much more complicated and much clunkier, requiring lots of paperwork and overhead and multiple one-to-one contacts between students and individual potential new schools and coaches, all of which is now streamlined and substantially easier for everyone concerned since it launched on October 15, 2018. Misconception 3A. Not everybody who goes down this road is a high-profile star athlete. 3B, not everybody makes it. Thousands of students across a multitude of sports, well beyond the big time, big money, big visibility, try their luck every year. Over the 3 years ending in 2023, a little over half successfully transferred, a little under 10% withdrew from the portal, and the other third remained active, meaning, in many cases, that they continued to wait and wait until the end of the academic year. From a system design perspective, I noticed a few little quirks and details. Graduate students are marked with a cute little mortarboard icon. I loved that. And the portal is one of a suite of NCAA-created tools used for compliance and administrative purposes, all of which are under one umbrella. And while they've made attempts for a universal look and feel, tools have subtly different fonts and shades of blue. Darker blue tends to indicate newer tools. This is not uncommon for long-time systems in large and complex organizations. Because of the attention and popularity around college athletics, and frankly, the staggering amounts of money that can be involved, particularly in what's typically called the revenue sports, namely football and basketball, the transfer portal has become widely known and discussed. In many people's minds, it is perceived to be one of the driving forces behind the dramatic changes in the college athletic landscape, well known to anyone who even casually follows such matters. The ability for student athletes to be paid beyond the traditional scholarships and room and board, including the opportunity to be compensated for the use of their names, images, and likenesses. The prospect that they might become and be treated like employees rather than as students, and perhaps even unionize. The realignment of many of the major athletic conferences. And most pointedly, the ability for students to transfer and play immediately rather than needing to sit out a year, as has been the case. Which leads to misconception number 4. All of those transformative outcomes are due to changes in law or regulation or procedures or policies, driven as much by economics as by concern for students. The portal, in and of itself, merely facilitates the process of individual student athletes moving from one institution to another. As the rules of the road change and are likely to continue to change with often astounding frequency, the portal just helps to make it all work. The portal is way more important and visible than was ever imagined or anticipated. Certainly not the stuff of headlines, breaking news, and breathless stories and updates on ESPN. Honestly, though, as an information system, it's, how do I say this, more or less mundane, unremarkable, and I gotta say it, kind of dull. I don't mean to disappoint or deflate the balloon here, but there's nothing really special or distinctive about it, which is par for the course, pardon the sports metaphor, for databases and information systems. They do their job, they keep the wheels turning, and the impacts they have reflect those purposes more than any intrinsic quality of the systems themselves. The portal was never designed nor intended to purposely have these often seismic impacts, though without it, those changes would have been much more difficult and taken longer, especially for individual student athletes. So despite the groovy name, there's much less here than you might have thought. The impacts and the mystique come not from the tool, but from the environment that the tool helps to facilitate. Much the same could be said for the allure and enticement of perceived opportunities in the eyes of some of these students and the wider world. In reality, thousands of young lives are at stake. For a few, high profile, high stakes, gobs of cash enter the portal, and then whoosh, your life changes. For many more, it's just a fresh start. And for many, the portal leads nowhere at all.